Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast, brought to you by Michael and Ali from Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. This information is general in nature and does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Therefore, you should consider whether the information is appropriate for you and your personal circumstances. If you require personal advice, please contact Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. Here are your hosts, Michael and Ali.
Welcome to the Money Over 50 podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you about goals and in particular, why you can't have everything and you need to be, you need to be honest with yourself and have a good look at what it is that is most important to you. So what got me thinking about this? So obviously, you know, I work day in, day out with this, with clients, most of financial planners, all do. A lot of our planning is based around the goals of our clients and doing what we can to ensure that we can reach them. So, but what actually made me think about this really hard is essentially my own personal life. I got to a point, I was just doing too many things at once and what I was noticing is I wasn't being the best at as many of those things as I should be. So I wasn't putting the time in a lot of areas and I was dropping back and, you know, I was kicking myself in the butt with it because I was thinking, well, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. But essentially I got to a point where I'm like, well, I'm doing too much. I've only got so many hours in the day. I really need to actually have a good think about, okay, what is important to me and be realistic about it and actually go, okay, well, these are the things that are most important. This is what I really want. I'm going to have to accept the fact that there's a trade-off. I'm going to have to get rid of some of these things and sacrifice some of these other things that I might enjoy for the simple fact that I'm not getting the best out of all of it because I'm just spreading myself apart too thin. So again, I'm only one person, and if I had the ability to split myself into five and do five things at once, I would. And there are probably many listeners who feel the same, but unfortunately, guys, we're only one human, and there are only so many hours in a day. So, if you're like me, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are, there'd be a lot of things in your life where you go, all right, there's just too many things going on right now. I need to figure out what's most important, understand the trade-offs involved, and make a decision. But essentially, I was working, trying to, you know, work, run a business, look after my clients, so my professional life essentially, and that's really important to me. And then of course, got my family, so trying to be a good dad, be there for my daughter, trying to be a good partner, be there for my partner as well, and you know, spend that time with them, good quality time, and not drop the slack there. Then on the other end, I was also finalizing, basically about to finish my Master of Financial Planning. So on the last subject, the research project, so that takes time as well. A lot of research involved. That needs to happen. That's important to me as well. Then I also had my sport, you know, trying to, you know, do Muay Thai and be as active as I can and I guess win some fights. And in order to do that, you need to train about, particularly in fight camp, you need to be training almost 3 hours a day, spread out across all sorts of time. So I wanted to, I was really getting keen, really enjoying it. But it's just too long. I just realized it's just too long. I just couldn't put the time in. So not only was I, you know, I felt like I was letting the team down because they were really excited for me, keen to get me in the ring again. And I felt like I was letting myself down just because I couldn't put that time in. And I essentially just had to go figure out, okay, what is really important to me? At the end of the day, getting pretty old. I'm not going to be a superstar or champion fighter. And to be honest, it's not something that I strive to be anyway. However, one thing, a couple of things that are really important to me is my profession and my family. So what I didn't want to reduce my time on is those areas. And if anything, I want to still continue to be the best I can in those areas. And essentially, I just had to pull the pin as hard as it was. But it seemed hard when you think about it. But it wasn't. It wasn't that hard to just go, no, this is what I have to do in order to be the best in these areas. I'm going to have to sacrifice something that I do enjoy. But the fact is, I just can't put that time in, and I don't want to have any large impact on the rest of my life as well. So as soon as I did that and I told the team, I've got to pull the pin. It's just not right for me at this stage of my life. My life just got so much easier. And it was just so much easier, and it was a lot simpler in my mind than to know, okay, what I have to do to achieve my other goals as well. And I could actually give those 100% of my effort rather than a smaller percentage as well. Now, in good old money over 50 fashion, I'll swing this back into financial planning and how this sort of relates. So the main thing, well, with, again, the money over 50 podcast, so what is it that we're always talking about? We're talking about retirement planning. And with retirement planning, there's particular goals that are always in people's minds. So some of the main ones is the idea of when you want to retire and how much we want to spend in retirement. Now, in order to achieve those goals, there's things that need to happen beforehand. Where people can become unstuck is if those goals and the things that they want to do now, so then don't actually line up. So when people aren't willing to, I guess, make a sacrifice in the today to get that delayed gratification and achieve their goals in the near future, they can get unstuck. So I think a very important role of financial planners and for the listeners that do their own planning and preparation for retirement, you need to, I guess, really dive into the trade-offs on every sort of decision. So it's fairly easy to sort of forget that and start to go with the norm and continue to coast along and not put any plan into action. But without a steady plan and genuine, awareness of what it is that you're currently doing and how that's going to affect the future, there's basically no point. So a big one, a common one that, we've all been guilty of from time to time is essentially overspending in the now and aiming for a very high goal. Now, some of these goals are actually, I'm not saying that these goals are too high or unachievable, but again, it's having these goals and then not actually realizing the steps that need to happen beforehand. So, for example, say some people would potentially want to retire in the next couple of years, spend 100 grand throughout retirement, but still have a fair way to go to reach the retirement savings balance that is suitable to meet those goals and aren't actually in potentially spending 200 grand or whatever those figures are, but spending that in the now and not actually putting the steps in place to achieve those goals. So the issue there is, of course, for that type of situation, there's the issue of, one, you're not adjusting your lifestyle, so you're nearing retirement and you're expecting yourself to finish up work, have more spare time, and then cut your retirement income needs down in half. What people will eventually find is that is very, very hard to do. And what you want to do leading up to retirement is really adjust that lifestyle to get as close to what you expect it to be in retirement, so there's no shock or jump in that situation, and so you're not getting to a point where essentially your retirement plan derails and you're still used to that overspending and basically you put yourself in a position down the track where you potentially could run out of money sooner. The other one is, of course, you might be able to achieve those goals, but essentially you've got to do that by maybe working for a bit longer. So someone might want to retire in a certain amount in a couple of years, but for them to be in a suitable position to do that, they might have to work four or five more years, but in order to achieve those goals. But where the issue comes is if they expect to finish up work very soon and still spend that money, even though they're not in the position they need to be, and they're not willing to drop their retirement income down, or their retirement income goals down, to match what they have in retirement savings as well. So that, again, the same result sort of happens in the end, where essentially you can be in a position where you overspend, or you just haven't prepared yourself enough for that retirement, and down the track it could become an issue and potentially run out of money a lot earlier. So it is a big one, and it is something that happens with Australians a lot. And we're fortunate now that people are starting to learn more and more about retirement planning, superannuation, and all the rest of it, and get a better understanding of what that does and how it can affect your retirement. Because again, we are living far longer than we used to, and it's only going to continue to get better. So we need to just keep that in mind. And if anything taught us about anything, we also need to consider things like inflation, which we all seen the results of in the past couple of years. So we just need to be prepared for those things. So it's having a clear goal in mind and figuring that out, but then coming to an understanding of, okay, what does it take? What do I need to do in order to reach those goals? And what are the steps that I need to take? Okay, if those steps are seeming a bit too hard, or you prefer to live a little bit more now and do a bit later, all these conversations need to be had so we can actually piece them together. You can piece them together and figure out, okay, what are the trade-offs? What are the things that I'm going to have to sacrifice? You either sacrifice something now, or you sacrifice something in the future. What is it that I need to do? What is most important to me as well? And then having these discussions and being, being very open-minded and not being ignorant to the fact that each decision has its own risk or trade-off, and just being aware and then understanding what trade-offs you're willing to accept, and what which of those goals are most suitable to you. So remember, this all came from me just thinking about, I was just doing too, thinking I could do everything at once, and realizing that I need to put a bit of sacrifice in. I need to sacrifice something in order to achieve the things that are most important to me. And with financial planning, it's all the exact same. And that's with any goals in your life. There's got to be a sacrifice somewhere, or a trade-off somewhere, and whether it's now or in the future, just being aware what those are, and that way you can piece them together and figure out, okay, what is most important to me, and being 100% aware of what those decisions are so you can make the best plan for you. So that's all I've got for you guys today, and I look forward to chatting to you guys soon. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Money Over 50 podcast with Money Over 50 Financial Advisors. For more information and resources, visit the Money Over 50 website, mo50.com.au. We look forward to catching up again soon.